Jim Jordan, Pelosi called for impeachment before having the facts. By Sean Moran on October 12, 2019. House Oversight and Reform Committee Ranking Member Jim Jordan, R.O., said Saturday that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, D.C.A., decided to call for impeachment before having the facts. Ranking Member Jordan said Pelosi created a lot of noise since launching her impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. Rep. Jordan said that there are several questions that need to be answered regarding Pelosi, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, D.C.A., and the intelligence officer whistleblower. Jordan asked, why did the whistleblower write an 800-plus word memo describing President Trump and President Zelensky's call based on second-hand information gleaned from a conversation that lasted just a few minutes? Why did the whistleblower wait 18 days to file the complaint after describing the call as frightening in their memo? Why and when did the whistleblower communicate with Rep. Adam Schiff's staff before filing the complaint? Why did the whistleblower hide from the ISIG, Intelligence Community Inspector General, that they met with Rep. Adam Schiff's staff by not checking the box on the whistleblower form indicating they had spoken to Congress? Why didn't Rep. Adam Schiff tell us his staff had met with the whistleblower? Why didn't the whistleblower just give his memo to the Inspector General, instead of a 7-page complaint dressed up with extraneous citations and media references? Why is it Rep. Adam Schiff holding hearings, depositions, and interviews behind closed doors? Why won't Rep. Adam Schiff release the transcripts of these interviews, instead of leaking cherry-picked information that fits his narrative? Why does that Speaker Pelosi think we need to strike while the iron is hot, instead of taking time for serious and thorough investigative fact-finding? Why is that Speaker Pelosi scared to have a vote to open an official impeachment inquiry like it's been done every other time? Why do Democrats keep making up the rules as they go along, instead of following a fair process? What work did the whistleblower do with the 2020 Democratic presidential candidate? Why do Democrats and the media keep falsely claiming President Trump pressured Ukraine? President Zelensky has repeatedly said that he wasn't pushed. Why don't Democrats trust the American people to choose the president? The election is less than 13 months away. Why won't Democrats focus on helping the country, instead of attacking the president with this unfair and partisan process? Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.